Brent just touched 95.95, first close below $96 in 13 weeks of Hormuz being shut, and GIFT Nifty is up 136 points on it. Is this the OMC re-rate or a one-session trade?
Cautious Brent watch bias, range 23,700 to 24,300. The 7.3% crash in crude is the sharpest single-session OMC and aviation tailwind since Hormuz shut on day one. But the Iran deal has not been confirmed. US strikes and ceasefire language are running in parallel right now.
You said deal unconfirmed, but equities are already pricing relief. What's actually moving the tape?
Two things. Iran deal optimism lifted S&P futures 0.71% to 7,544 and NASDAQ futures 1.89% on the SK Hynix AI memory rally. KOSPI printed 8,359, up 3.46%. The bid is real, but the physical Hormuz transit is still disrupted on day 88. The war is the overhang, not the verdict.
NASDAQ up nearly 2% on AI memory. Does that actually translate for Indian IT today?
It does, with a catch. SK Hynix crossed a $1 trillion market cap overnight. Micron surged 19%. HCL Tech, Dixon and Keynes carry indirect AI capex exposure as hyperscaler budgets expand. But the rupee is at 95.67, up 0.47% independent of a flat DXY. That's India-specific pressure compressing what the USD revenue conversion gain can deliver.
That rupee move is odd. DXY barely moved. What's driving it?
FII selling for a third straight session, minus 1,847 crore provisionally. Iran-related uncertainty and the rupee weakness are feeding each other. DII absorbed 2,103 crore, so the SIP floor holds, but FII conviction is absent. That's why the upside is capped near 24,300, even with Brent at 96.
Coal India OFS at 412 rupees opens today. That's roughly a 10% discount. How long does that ceiling last?
3 days. The government's 2% stake sale runs through May 29. That supply overhang anchors Coal India price through Friday. It's a direct ceiling, not a sentiment read. The stock was trading near 412 yesterday, and the OFS floor confirms that level as the ceiling for the window.
ONGC posted PAT up 46% to 10,820 crore. That's a strong number. But Brent crashing to 96 now cuts both ways for them, doesn't it?
Exactly the tension. The Q4 results reflects war cycle Brent highs. Upstream revenue was strong at those levels. At 95.95 Brent, that upstream PAT tailwind shrinks. ONGC today is a dual exposure name. The result is in the past. The price is the future. Indigo is the cleaner read. ATF cost relief at $96 Brent is the most powerful setup for aviation since February.
And the closing read?
Brent at 95.95 is the market's first real test of the Hormuz closure trade unwinding. OMCs, aviation and paints all carry asymmetric upside if this level holds through next week. But the deal that moved oil has not been confirmed. US strikes and ceasefire language are running in parallel. The structural India thesis is intact. Domestic SIP floors hold, mid-caps outperform, and the IT sector gets a rupee conversion tailwind. The war is the overhang, not the verdict, and $96 Brent is the number that tells you which narrative wins this week.